Franz, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA, irishradio.com worldwide, and indeed a very welcome guest indeed to our program today is Bill Riley. And, Bill, as an award-winning theatre and television producer, William Spencer Riley, you're very welcome. You're very welcome indeed, Bill.
Great to be here, Adrian.
You know, there are a great many organizations from coast to coast and beyond who celebrate St. Patrick's Day. And about 12 years ago, and I think we came across in our archives the very first St. Patrick's Day, Sober St. Patrick's Day program, where, you know, introducing the notion of a sober St. Patrick's Day was indeed brilliant on your part, but it was also, you know, something that changes the image, and indeed not peculiar to New York or the United States, but somehow the image, you know, for as far back, you know, as we can remember, it has always been associated with, you know, drinking and leprechauns and rah-rah, and indeed over-publicized is the whole notion that this is a day where not only is there a great parade, the biggest, largest parade and oldest in the world on Fifth Avenue in New York City, but throughout the country and throughout the United States, and for that matter, throughout the world. The whole notion of bringing attention to and offering an alternative to celebrations of St. Patrick's Day, and to get away from that image of not only the Irish, but everybody feels if it's St. Patrick's Day, you know, you get a load on, and the more you can, you know, pack into a drinking day, the more Irish you are.
Yeah.
Can you take us back to, you know, your, you know, first proposal, an idea, you know, to get this Sober St. Patrick's Day in New York, to get that off the ground?
Sure. And, you know, Adrian, we're not against people having a drink on the day at all. We're just against people having 8 or 9 drinks, particularly if they're in high school and college. And so what happened is that 13 years ago, I was at the parade, and I was feeling very proud, and it was about 12:30 in the afternoon. I was near the cathedral on Fifth Avenue, and out of the corner of my eye, I saw a young man. He couldn't have been more than 22 years old, and he was holding a can of beer, and he was with a lot of his friends, and they were totally drunk as a skunk. And he was wearing a T-shirt, and the T-shirt said, "St. Patrick's Day today, hungover tomorrow." And I didn't pass judgment. I just went up to him and I said, "Hey, that's a pretty wild T-shirt. Where'd you get that?" And he said, "Oh, isn't it cool? I got it in the mall in New Jersey where I live. They sell a million of them." And right then and there, Adrian, a light bulb went on, and I said, "Wow, what if next year we could have a rip-roaring party with world-class musicians and dancers and really celebrate what the day is supposed to be about, which is the depth of Irish culture and all that we bring to people, and great crack, and, you know, also raise more awareness of who St. Patrick is, because a lot of people, you know, today don't even know his real story." And that's how it began, Adrian. And then literally I went to work, and thanks to Noel Kilkenny, who at the time was the Consul General, and I brought him the idea, and he said, "Boy, that's a pretty ambitious idea." And the Red Sea just parted. People came from all over. Great musicians like John Whalen, who's a 7-time All Ireland accordion player, and Brian Conway, who's a 5-time All Ireland fiddle player, said, "Yeah, we would love to play at a gig like that, in a place where families and parents could go, people in recovery, obviously, but more importantly, just anybody who didn't want to be hijacked by the craziness of the day." And so those musicians and great step dancers from day one, when we did this the following year, for the first time in 2012, I remember calling Noel 2 days before the event on the Ides of March. And I said, "Noel, I think you'd like to know that Sober St. Patrick's Day's first annual celebration is sold out in advance." And every year we have sold out in advance. And so this is our 12th year. Yep.
I think that if, in spite of all the, you know, frivolity that accompanies St. Patrick's Day, and again, it is, you know, very colorful. It is great. Yeah. And I'm glad you said before I got a chance to say that this is not, you know, an attempt to have those who enjoy a drink, definitely, you know, that's the to each his own. But I think that it has evolved over the years, you know, for a lot of families, particularly, you know, families with children and so forth, is in a household where there is an addiction, that it's a day to fear because, you know, God knows what, you know, the father, the mother, somebody, how do we get past it? And that should never, never be the case. But unfortunately, it is. So, what do you do, and do you stay away from everything? You know, do you pull the blinds down, or what is the alternative? And you come up with it.
Well, you know, it's amazing you say that, because so many people in the Irish press over the last decade have said, you know, this is the alternative party on the day of, because we have a great time. And now some people find that hard to believe. But if you think about what the day is supposed to be about, we really put our best foot forward. Not only is the entertainment world class, but it really shows what a giving, fun-loving people we are. But to your point about rolling the shades down, so many people that I know who are not in recovery, just regular folk, who say, I avoid St. Patrick's Day like the plague, because I'm tripping over these kids drunk on the street and going home on the train in Grand Central. I mean, it's a zoo. And so they literally don't go to the parade or participate. Now, that gives us a bad name. And that's unfortunate, because, as you well know, more than half the people getting drunk on St. Patrick's Day aren't even Irish. You know, it's become like a license to get wasted. And so we basically just want to have an alternatives place where, you know, people can go after the parade and have a great time. And this year we're actually doing it a little bit differently, because we're having it at a location much closer to the parade itself, at the Church of Our Savior on 38th and Park Avenue. So right near where the parade steps off. And so as a result, people who are marching before they march can come and join us, because our honoree this year is former Congressman Patrick Kennedy, and he's on fire about this idea. So he'll be with us from 11 a.m. to noon before most people march, that is. And it's free, that section of it. People can come, and you just need to RSVP that you'd like to attend, and can meet Congressman Kennedy. And he's going to talk about, you know, about the whole issue and receive our Emerald Spirit Award. So that's what we're doing a little bit differently this year, because we know that there's a lot of people who have not been to our party who'd want to get a taste of it. And then we're going to march in the parade after that. And then our main event goes from 5 to 7 p.m. with the Donnie Golden Dancers will be with us again this year. We think they're the best step dancers in the Northeast. And besides, you know, John Whalen again and Brian Conway, Donnie Carroll, and Jerry O'Sullivan, who's the best Ellen Pipes player in the country, we think, and Brendan Dolan and Liz Simmons and Flynn Cohen, and there's a group of teenagers coming over for us. They're going to play for us, I should say, from County Cork, who've never been to America. They're the Douglas Cohaltis Youth Group, thanks to Donnie Carroll.
Yeah.
Donnie, who, as you know, was Cork Man of the Year. And so there's a whole bunch of teenagers coming over, and they're going to play at our event as well. So anyway, meeting former Congressman Kennedy, we hope that a lot of people are going to want to pop in before the parade when we give him the award. So I just wanted your listeners to know about that. And people just need to reserve on our website, which is SoberStPatricksDay.org. The grand celebration, the tickets are very inexpensive, but the thing for Congressman Kennedy is free. But reservations are needed. So it'll be a great day.
It is a great day. And again, former Congressman, you know, Patrick Kennedy, he co-authored, you know, the landmark mental health treatment for mental health and substance use disorder. You know, it's a treatment. And he was co-founder, and probably still is involved with Psych Hub. And
yes.
It is the online learning platform on, you know, on mental health, substance use, suicide prevention topics,
yep.
All of which, you know, puts, it takes, and unfortunately, you know, as our, as an Irish race, we would prefer not to even mention the addiction because it has been spoofed for a couple of centuries that's what we're best at, you know, rowdiness and, you know, just the lunacy and, in fact, even though it's untrue, that we invite just about anybody who thinks that our image is worth celebrating in, again, getting maggoty drunk and falling all over the place and fighting and everything, you know, all of that. Patrick Kennedy is indeed has, you know, devoted, you know, his a good part of his own life and has no problem whatsoever in acknowledging, you know, that he is himself a recovering alcoholic and that...
He's very upfront about that, yep.
Upfront about it, not hiding it. And that through his efforts, you know, in Congress and in the United States, has, you know, indeed set an example that, again, as Irish, we're not that forthcoming. And, you know, he says, as an Irish-American and recovering alcoholic, I'm thrilled to reclaim the spirit of St. Patrick's Day with this alcohol-free event. Patrick J. Kennedy, celebrating community, culture, well-being is just what the country needs in this moment of mental health and addiction crisis.
Yeah.
And it is so timely.
Yeah, he said to me the other day when we were talking about this, he said, you know, I'm really interested in coming to this event this year and receiving the award because there is an uptick in, as a result of not just COVID, people want to admit it, let alone if it's them or a family member, but he said that because of the recent uptick, particularly among young people, here's a scary statistic, Adrian. It's one I'm not proud of, but it's true, and that is St. Patrick's Day has now become the number one day of the year, meaning worst day of the year, for the introduction of binge drinking among high school and college kids. And that's an unfortunate reality. When I was speaking with him the other day, he said, you know,
I really feel so strongly about not only fighting the stereotype, but also just raising awareness that if you have a problem or you have a family member with a problem, not only is there help, but I'm the perfect example of it. You know, I'm Patrick Kennedy, and I'm not afraid to admit it. And you know, there are issues in his own family as well. But he said, I want to do one thing. I want to break the cycle for my children. Because, as you well know, you know, when there's an addict in the family or an alcoholic, it very the likelihood of it passing on is four times greater. So that's why he's so keen on coming and joining us and celebrating, you know, with what we do. And just raising awareness, particularly among parents and teachers and all that. Because, you know, it's particularly dangerous when you've got 16-year-olds getting wasted on that day.
Yeah.
And when it becomes their introduction to binge drinking, which is on the rise year-round. So, anyway, we're thrilled to have him. And I got to tell you, he's on fire about the issue.
Which is great. And also, I don't think there is a family that, and not necessarily Irish families, but there's not a family who has not in either currently or in the past has had a member that not only was addicted, but so many people, it has led to, you know, to suicide. It has led to,
yes,
you know, premature death. It has led to nothing but grief for families. And many, you know, cannot understand, you know, that they have any role in, you know, in their recovery. This shows this casts a light, and rightly so, that there is actually a place. You don't have to hide on St. Patrick's Day. You can not only have a place that where you know, sobriety is you know, celebrated, but also you get to be with people who are already struggling or have family members who are struggling. It's a place that if you want to bring your kids to the parade in New York City on St. Patrick's Day, again, you don't have to wonder what you do at the end of the parade route, you know, and where do you go? Where, you know, go to pubs, you go to whatever. There is a place, and with that in mind, I want you to let us know again, what's the schedule for the day, please?
Oh, sure, yes. So from 11 to noon is when former Congressman Kennedy will be with us. And as I say, to get it's free, that section of it. You can go to our website, which is SoberStPatricksDay.org. So we give him the award, and he'll be speaking then. You can have a cup of coffee on us, some tea, and some Irish soda bread.
Yeah.
And then from 12 to 2:30 on the big screen, we'll be able to watch the parade itself on a giant screen, and there'll also be things for kids and parents, games and entertainment with some great players. Then we march in the parade. We step off at 3:15, and then the grand celebration is from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., Adrian, and that's with all of the great entertainment that I mentioned before, and that piece is ticketed, and again, you can get tickets at SoberStPatricksDay.org. And the tickets are very inexpensive. And, you know, we want to be able to make sure that anyone can go.
Yes.
Because, you know, it's interesting how, you know, people who want to be able to celebrate the day and not be hijacked, because the musicians always say to us, you know, we love to do this gig because at this gig people are listening to us.
Yeah.
Whereas in the pubs you can't hear a darn thing. anyway, so, and as I said, we're not against people having a drink on the day. We just want to reclaim the day, which is our slogan, and make it really about appreciating the depth and of Irish culture, and who St. Patrick was. So, you know, we would love your listeners to come and buy a ticket, or meet Senator Kennedy, if you'd like to have a, shake his hand or meet him, earlier in the morning.
Now, it is a day-long celebration, but one thing that I do notice a lot of listeners would like to do is be part of the parade, and you have an invitation to have those who are serious about celebrating the day, the sober St. Patrick's Day, to actually join your group, Sober St. Patrick's
yes.
Day group. How do you go about that?
Sure. In terms of marching with us, we're going to be led up the avenue again this year by the St. Edmunds Pipes and Drum Band. And again, at our website, all the information is right there. It's literally one click when you get to the website, soberstpatricksday.org, for information about marching with us or making a reservation to meet Congressman Kennedy or march with us or come to the main event between 5 and 7 p.m. It's literally one click right on the homepage at soberstpatricksday.org. And you do need to make an RSVP because for obvious reasons.
Right.
And yeah, we're excited about St. Edmunds Pipes and Drums leading us up Fifth Avenue again. And we're going to be stepping off at 3:15, and we're going to be assembling at the hall where we're having the event at the Church of Our Savior, the Undercroft downstairs on Park Avenue and 38th Street. Again, that people do need to reserve in advance.
Thank you. Thank you indeed, Bill Riley. And it's time goes by so quickly. I can hardly believe that this is the 12th year of Sober St. Patrick's Day. And it has, you know, it started from a little acorn, and again, more and more people, families, people come from all over to New York knowing that there is an alternative, there is a place to go, you know, and that here is an opportunity to join and identify with a brilliant and a very successful group, Sober St. Patrick's Day. And I might add that since you founded and got that first parade and got that first Sober St. Patrick's Day of celebration, that it has been indeed copied, duplicated, not only across the United States, but also throughout the world. So it was a great idea. It got off the ground. Congratulations to you. And again, friends, it's Sober St. Patrick's Day .org. Bill Riley, again, thank you for joining us.
And thank you, Adrian.
And friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA, IrishRadio.com.